On this Student Spotlight, can you learn while sleeping? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sadie Witkowski, PhD candidate in the Department of Brain, Behavior, and Cognition at Northwestern University, delves into whether our brains are still working while we doze.
My lab studies the process of memory consolidation, or how you take all the information you learn throughout the day and decide which information your brain wants to keep and which to toss. We study memory consolidation through a game-like spatial memory task. We use a grid and place items in different positions on the grid, one after another. Thus, participants might see a dog in the upper right-hand of the grid and hear a bark sound, or they might see a wine glass in the lower left-hand corner and hear the clink of people cheersing. Every item our participants learn is linked with a specific sound cue. Once they learn the locations of all the items, we give our participants 90 minutes to take a nap in the lab. During this nap, we watch their brainwaves and wait until they are in their deepest stage of sleep, called slow wave sleep. During this period, we play half the sounds they heard while learning the locations of the different items. These sound cues don't wake them up, nor do they have any memory of the sounds playing, but their brain is actually taking in that sound and processing its associated information. So when they wake up from their nap and we have them do the test all over again, they're actually better at the items they heard while asleep than the ones they didn't hear. For example, they would be better at the dog than the wine glass if we played bark during sleep. We call this entire process targeted memory reactivation, or TMR for short. We're taking a memory and targeting it and telling the brain you should reactivate this memory trace and make it stronger. Using TMR, we've started to explore the boundaries of what the brain can rehearse during sleep. It's still a very new area of research, ripe for exciting new discoveries on memory, the nature of sleep, and potentially even interesting new treatments.
That was Sadie Witkowski of Northwestern University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.